this morning. If you'd turn with us over to the book of Zechariah, chapter number 9. I want to read one verse today, then preach from a passage in Mark 11. Zechariah 9, verse number 9. Zechariah 9:9. Glad to still go to church where there's an old-fashioned choir. No laser and light shows going on. Just preaching, praying, and praising God. That's what the early church did. And it is my heart, my vision, to continue in that path. I've gone too far to turn back now. Zechariah 9, verse number 9. Help me preach now today. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout. Who told you church is supposed to be quiet? Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. By the way, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together that we can gather to worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray now you'd help us in the truths of the Word of God. And Spirit of God, I pray that in these days of preaching, you'd teach me to exalt the precious Son of God. Thank you for how good you've been to us this week. Thank you for the day that you've given us. Help us now, I ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Now look in Mark chapter 11. Here the prophet Zechariah had rejoiced and said, there is a king that is coming. He's just and having salvation. He's lowly. And he's riding upon an ass. Upon a colt. The foal of an ass. Now in Mark 11, we see these truths transpire. By the way, the Word of God is still right and correctly wrote. Correctly wrote. God wrote it for a reason. He told the prophets of old, I want you to prophesy and let them know what's coming. So now in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 1, the Bible said, and when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way into the village, over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, wherein never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. They went their way, found the colt tied by the door, without in a place where two ways met. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye loosen the colt? They had to been Baptists. Amen. And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. They brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches off the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed and cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple. And when he looked round about upon all things, now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. This morning, I'm interested in verse 7 of Mark 11. They brought the colt to Jesus, cast their garments on him, and sat upon him. I won't preach on this simple Bible subject this morning, on God's still-riding donkeys. God's still-riding donkeys. Now, it may surprise some of you that God would ride a donkey. But can I tell you, He is meek and lowly. Not only is He meek and lowly, but our God is still holy. He didn't come riding in on a stallion. He didn't come riding in on a chariot, but He picked a little donkey that He'd ride into town on. But honey, I've read the back of my Bible. He's not coming back on a donkey. He came in on a donkey, but friend, He's coming back on a white horse. And upon His garment will be a vesture of blood, written the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank God, until then, He's still riding donkeys. I want to say, first of all, you'll note there's the design of a donkey. Now, some of you country folk, you're very acquainted with the design of a donkey. Matter of fact, we are, as Baptists, we are very accustomed to the design of this donkey. Why do you say that? Well, first of all, the donkey has a name. He's known by his name. I'm glad God knows me by name. He don't know us by number, but He knows us by name. And not only the design of this donkey do we see His name, but we see His nature. What is a donkey's nature? I want to say He's got a lot of Baptist in Him. Because He has a real long face. Has long, tall ears. He's got a thick head. And He's known for His whining characteristics. For He'll say, hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. It sounds like a Baptist conference to me. Amen. But I'm telling you the design of this donkey. We see His name. We see His nature. But this donkey has needs. I looked this up. Now, as a young boy, I was raised up on a farm, and there was a man that had a donkey. He was a prize donkey. He thought a lot about him. And I looked up about simply this needs of the donkey. Listen, we can relate. They are temperamental in disposition. They require expert handling. Oxen were used. And they could be found along the trail grazing. But donkeys had to be fed grain along the trail to supplement its grazing. I'm glad there's still corn from heaven this morning. I'm glad that even though we can graze around on the sides of the road, I'm glad when we get in a Bible and get in our altar and begin to pray, begin to call upon God, He can give us something beside green grass. I'm glad there's corn in heaven. I'm glad God sees about all of His children. Now note this about their needs. Sometimes donkeys whimper. They're capable of striking out with any of their hooves in any direction. Boy, I've learned that, Pastor, in a long time. Amen. If treated well, a donkey will be your best friend. But mistreat him once, and he'll never forget it. Shake your little mule head up and down this morning. But certainly there's the design of this donkey. But now in this passage, I like to be a Bible preacher. Let's look what is by verse about this little donkey. Not only do we see the design of this donkey, but let's look at the dangers of this donkey. You'll notice in verse number 2, Jesus simply said, go over your way into the village, and there you shall find a colt tied where never man sat. I want to say the devil loves to get us tied. That's where a lot of Baptists are this morning. They're like this little donkey. They're tied up in a bad place. Matter of fact, the devil would love to tie you to a pass. But I want to remind you the day that I met the Lord Jesus, He took care of all my past by His darling blood. I have no past. My sins are gone. Never again will I face my sin debt, because God put His precious Son on Calvary's cross, and there He shed His blood that we can all go free. You don't have to be tied to your past. Honey, there's a place you can get loose this morning. I'm glad Jesus saves. I'm glad the gospel's still right. But this donkey, he had a danger to be tied. He was tied to a place. I love Liberty Baptist Church. People tickle me coming by and say, Lord, we can't go to church there. That's highfalutin people. But I want to say something. As pretty as our building is, I ain't tied to this building. I'm glad I know one that saved me and is coming back for me. Now, we ought to respect the house of God. It ought to be the prettiest place in town. But, honey, if you're anchored into a structure, you're anchored into the wrong thing. Get a hold of Jesus and don't be tied to a place. I've heard a lot of folks say, Lord, don't move the piano, don't move the pews, you'll have to fight Grandma and Aunt Sally too, amen? But let me tell you today, friend, we're not tied to a place, we're tied to a person. One that loves us, and hadn't He blessed us with a pretty place to go to church? And I thank Him for it this morning. Now this danger, this donkey, he could be tied. He's tied to a place, and he was tied to a post. You know, wouldn't it be a blessing if God had let you get a loose in your worship? Some of you, you want to throw your hand up, be afraid somebody's looking at you. You ought to just throw it up anyway, because He's worthy of all of our praise. Some of you are so tied down. God wants you to loosen up. God has need of you. You ought to throw your hands toward heaven and say, thank you, God, for how good that You've been to me. Not only do I thank God for what He's done, I thank Him for what He ain't done. Now, this little donkey, he was tied. You can be tied to a place. You can be tied to a past. You can be tied to a post. And there's a lot of Baptists tied to policy. I'm glad that our program is just to get here, be good to folk, and see what God wants for the day. Listen, when we get so religious that we got to go by a program, then we've quit going to church, we become like Catholics. Honey, let me tell you, we're saved and washed in the blood. And if you're not, you can be by grace through faith. Thank God I'm not tied to a Baptist policy this morning. Boy, it's quiet. Y'all must be tied to policies. Let me tell you, the Bible is our creed. The Bible is the say-so. The Bible is our path. The Bible is our rule book. And so this danger of the donkey, is danger he could be tied. But then I've noticed a donkey could be trouble. A donkey's a mean rascal. He just kicks everything. He has a real mean and a biting disposition. I had a cousin, and we was out in the country. I remember one day he had one of them stalls, Brother Daniel, had one of them half doors in it. He opened it up, and that old rascal stuck his head out. My cousin Michael, he went and got him a bucket of corn, and instead of opening up the stall, he leaned over that door to pour his corn in the trough. And I noticed that mean donkey began to show his teeth. And I was a little old young kid. I was just waiting for what was fixing to happen.
He reached out and bit a pug out of old Michael right above his belt line. Old Michael screamed and hollered. And I ain't going to tell you what he done to that donkey, because there may be some tree huggers here this morning. Go back on record. But let me tell you, donkeys are trouble. They can be tied. They can be trouble. But I won't say this, donkeys can be trained. Now, I want you to see this design of this donkey and the dangers of this donkey. But now let's look at the desire for this donkey. Look in verse number 2. Jesus said unto them, go over your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you be entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, for never man set loose him and bring him. Now the desire for the donkey. Let me tell you God's desire for us as a little donkey, that we would be loosed. I'm glad God was interested in me when I was all tied up in my sin and in a bad place. Any of y'all remember the barn you was tied up in and how it smelt and what you seen there and such a bad place it was? But God had a desire for you. That desire is that you would get loose. I'm glad I'm not chained in a barn no more. I thought I was having the time of my life, smoking my troubles away, but there was a problem with that. When I come back down, young people, all my troubles was waiting on me. But now I got Jesus. I can go to an old-fashioned altar and cry out and say, oh God, thank you one day that you desired me and you sent after me to loose me out of this old world. Can I tell you, Christian, is a great day in my life when God sent for me and loosed me out of where I was living. Oh my goodness, there's a desire for this donkey. His desire that he would be loosed. His desire for him that he would be led. Look in verse 2. He said, go your way, the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied wherein never man sat. Loose him, and here it is, and bring him. See, the problem with some of you, you've never submitted to the hand of God. You've never submitted where God could lead you where He wants you. I've heard people say, well, the church at Liberty is too far to drive. You'll drive to Anniston to eat and not think nothing about it. You'll turn your radio on and listen to your tractor being sexy. You'll listen to achy, breaky heart. And before you know it, you done down at the top of the river, done drove nearly an hour. You'll get in and have a great time. I got news for you, friend. If you'll turn your radio on to something that'll help you down in your heart, not just beat your foot in your head, but stir your heart, say, we go in the house of God. Can I tell you, the drive is worth it. Thank God I can be led back to where Jesus is this morning. Whoop. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, this church is worth the drive today. Folks hunt all the excuses they want to hunt. But if you want something bad enough, you can get it. But you gotta want it. And so I sure am glad that this desire for this donkey, his desire that he would be loose, his desire that he could be led. But then look what it said in verse 3. Some of you think the Lord don't need you. His desire is that he could be lended. He said in verse 3, if any man say unto you, what do you this? Say you that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway, he'll send him hither. Can I take time out just a minute and be a real honest preacher to you today? The Lord does need you. Mom and daddies, you may think that you're not accomplishing much. The devil won't encourage you. But let me tell you something, folks. The Lord needs you. And let me tell you why He needs you. Because he needs somebody to raise a family, men, in the ways of God. Ladies, he needs you in your home, out on your job, wherever your day is, that you could let your light be turned on. I'm glad that he had a desire for me. You say, well, Brother Ken, you don't know my past. Well, for the choir got to singing. I looked on the back, and I won't call his name because I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. But one of the roughest men in this country is here this morning. He's been saved by the grace of God. And it's simply because Jesus sent after him one day by the gospel and brought him back and saved him at the house of God, got him untied, and now a man that could never be led, now he can be led. And folks, let me tell you something. You will never lead. Listen, you'll never lead until first that you can be led. Oh, we need the Lord. This desire for this little old donkey. This little old donkey, I could see him over in a bad place, all tied up. The devil will tell you that you're too bad to be saved. But I want to ask you something. This donkey wasn't standing in a palace. This donkey probably didn't smell real good. This donkey probably wasn't eating the best things in life. He was in a very bad place, but Jesus had His eye on him. I'm glad Jesus had His eye on us. I've heard Brother Mike and Brother Gerald tell tales that'd be out of this old Legion Hall doing things they're not proud of. But one day, Brother David, God sent after you because you was tied up in a bad place and He led you out simply because He has need of you. He needs everybody. Our church needs everybody. Some of you young people hadn't been here long. Let me tell you something. I'm glad you're at the family of God today. And the Lord has need of you. Ma'am, if you're single and don't even have a husband raising children, let me tell you something. God is enough. God has need for you. Sir, you may be here today and don't have a spouse. Wait upon the Lord. He'll send you that is right. Until then, to serve Him and love Him. He can be trusted because the Lord has need of you. Young children, you were singing up in the choir today. How that helps my heart. The Lord has need of you. Let me ask y'all something. I preach at a lot of churches where there is no young people. In 20 years, they'll be out of business. The door's locked. Young people, the Lord has need of you. You say, preacher, why does He have need of me? Because you're coming up in a generation that knows very little about God. And He needs you wherever He puts you, that He can lead you in His direction. This morning, you'll notice within this text of Mark 11, there is the design of this little donkey. There's the dangers of this little donkey. There's the desire for this little donkey. But lastly today, look at the display on this little donkey. Now, in verse number 7, the Bible said, and they brought the colt to Jesus. You look this Bible word up and it traces back to a donkey. He was just a little donkey. And they cast their garments on Him. And He, Jesus, sat upon Him. And many spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. There's the display on this donkey. First of all, it displayed he was broke. You'll notice the Bible said, for never a man had sat. Can I tell you, God is good at breaking donkeys? Some of you could never be rode. Some of you could never have been led. But look now what Jesus has done. I told you about the gentleman that's here today that's been saved, had a real rough past. Nobody never broke him. But I've seen God break him here one morning. I've seen God break you. God's good at breaking. Man, I can remember when, and it's still in me, somebody who's smart. I've never liked a smart aleck, have you? Somebody say amen. Y'all rednecks, help me preach this morning. I ain't never liked a smart aleck. I ain't never liked nobody mouthy, putting that mouth on me. That redneck in me boils up in this suit. God's breaking me. And I've had to eat a lot of crow that I didn't want to eat. But I want to say this. God's always right. And God's good at breaking. He'll let things break you. He'll let people break you. Matter of fact, there are no accidents with God. Everything that comes in your life, it's for a reason. God uses those things for His honor and His glory. Now, the display on this mew, it displays, first of all, when Jesus sat on him and rode him in town, it displayed he was broke. Then it displayed that he was borrowed. I'm glad God wanted me. You know, some of y'all may think that I'm saying this just to be preaching, but I won't say this morning. I can understand why God would have saved many of you. I can understand that. I can get a glimpse of that. But I don't know why God would want to save me. With where I was at, what I was doing, God sent somebody down to where I was tied, brought me back to Him, saved me by His amazing grace. And on this display, on this little donkey, it displayed He was broke. It displayed that He was borrowed, but I want to say it displayed that He was blessed. Now, when that little donkey rode Jesus in town, they wouldn't shout Hosanna to the donkey. A lot of folks up singing and preaching. They want to be exalted, but I want to remind y'all this morning, they ain't shouting about the donkey. They're shouting about the one that's sitting on the donkey. Young people, isn't it amazing that God would sit on you and ride you into these schools in this country just so people could see the God that's sitting on you? Mom and Daddy, isn't it amazing that how blessed we are? And let me tell you, children, your mom and daddy may not live in the nicest house and drive the nicest things, and you might not can wear the nicest clothes in school, but you always remember your preacher told you this. If your mom and daddy is saved by the grace of God, they've got things that money cannot buy. If your name's written down yonder in glory land, honey, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. I'm glad I'm a blessed donkey this morning. You say, man of God, you don't think much of yourself. No, I don't. But I think a lot of the one that sent after me and allows me to ride him in places this morning. And I bless the name of the Lord. You see, some of y'all forgot where He found you. Where would you be if He hadn't have sent for you? Brother Mike, I was reading this morning, and watch this, folks. The Bible said that He told them to go get this little donkey, and the Bible said they went down there where two ways met. They went in a crossroads. You may be at a crossroads this morning. God's told you to do something in your life and it's real hard. Can you imagine what God asked these men to do? To go to a stranger's place and get a donkey and lead him out of the barn? And He said, by the way, if they question you, you just tell them that the Lord has need of him. And He did, and they did. But two ways met. Some of you are at a decision in your life. And let me tell you something. If they had not done what the Lord told them to do, look what this little donkey would have missed out in life. In life, there are decisions. It's the world's way, and it's the Lord's way. The Lord's told us in our Bible to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching. It's still right to come to church. It's still right to do right through the week. And when two ways meet, you always remember this. You go on your last orders, what God's told you to do, and you'll always go in the right direction. You know, when they got there at them crossroads, there's some probably sitting there thinking, there's like me. Now, this is sort of crazy. He's wanting me to go to a stranger's house. I don't even know these people. And go down there and get this little donkey because the Lord has need of him. But when they got at them crossroads, you know what went on in their heart? I need to do what the Lord told me to do. And that's what you need to do this morning. That's what I need to do as your preacher. When I get to them crossroads at life, I've got a decision. Can I go my way? Or can I go the way the Lord's told me to go? And I've always noticed this about God. When it don't make sense, when I get there, it'll work out. Do you hear me this morning? As Miss Sherry comes, I just want